news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Facebook's oversight board on Wednesday upheld the social network's suspension of the former guy, saying that when the suspension was imposed, there was a, quote, clear, immediate risk of harm by Trump posts legitimizing the January 6th mob attack on the Capitol. The 20-member board said in a statement that Trump created an environment where a serious risk of violence was possible, and that's what led to the ban following the insurrection. The board added, though, that it was, quote, not appropriate for Facebook to indefinitely suspend Trump because it's not permissible for Facebook to keep a user off the platform for an undefined period with no criteria for when or whether the account will be restored. So, the board called for Facebook to re-examine the, quote, arbitrary penalty it imposed and decide on a, quote, appropriate penalty within 6 months. Of course, Trump and other Republicans expressed outrage that the board didn't lift the ban immediately. A new report released by the CDC Wednesday predicts that the U.S. toll from COVID-19 will fall sharply by the end of July. But they warned that there could be a substantial increase if unvaccinated people don't continue taking basic precautions like wearing masks. The paper said that even if slowing vaccination rates reach disappointing levels, new infections, hospitalizations, and deaths should still drop significantly through July and keep falling after that. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said, "We're not out of the woods yet, but we could be very close." And then she acknowledged that the new, highly infectious variants were a, quote, wild card. Speaking of the variants, there's some encouraging news, this time from Moderna, with two announcements Wednesday. First, the COVID-19 vaccine they announced is 96% effective in children aged 12 to 17. And the second point is that data from an ongoing phase 2 clinical trial indicates that their vaccine booster proved effective against both the South Africa and Brazil variants. A 50 microgram dose administered to previously vaccinated trial participants increased the immune response against the original virus as well as the variants. Moderna also said that the side effects from the booster appeared similar to those people reported after the second dose of the vaccine, including arm, muscle, and joint pain and fatigue. Well, the Biden administration announced Wednesday that it does support a waiver of intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccine patents and will advocate lifting them in discussions with the World Trade Organization. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai explained that the administration, quote, strongly believes in the protections, but considers the waiver necessary so that other countries, especially those experiencing a surge in infections like India, can ramp up their vaccination programs. The White House has faced pressure to support the waiver, but critics argue that it's too risky and that it wouldn't actually increase global vaccine distribution. Pfizer and Moderna shares plunged after the announcement. So, could this finally be the end of Bibi's reign in Israel? After Netanyahu failed to put together a government before Tuesday's deadline, Israeli President Rivlin on Wednesday asked centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid to try. Lapid now has 28 days to piece together a coalition with a majority in the 12-seat parliament known as the Knesset. If he also fails, Israel could head back to the ballot box this summer for its fifth general election in just over 2 years. In the meantime, Netanyahu will remain as a caretaker prime minister. Lapid ran on a promise to strengthen checks and balances in the country's government and to prevent Netanyahu from retaining power, saying, quote, after 2 years of political paralysis, Israeli society is hurting. A unity government isn't a compromise or a last resort. It's a goal. It's what we need. Well, the U.S. District Court Judge Dabney Friedrich, a Donald Trump appointee, on Wednesday struck down the nationwide eviction freeze that federal authorities had imposed to help renters avoid losing their homes during the pandemic. the judge saying, quote, "The question for the court is a narrow one. Does the Public Health Service Act grant the CDC the legal authority to impose a nationwide eviction moratorium? It does not. The CARES Act, passed in March of 2020 as the pandemic just hit the U.S., established a 120-day eviction moratorium. Trump had extended it with an executive order in August, citing the danger that evictions could force people into shelters or other crowded places where the virus could spread. It's unclear as to when evictions will start up again." Well, the Justice Department Civil Rights Division sent a letter to Arizona Senate President Karen Fann on Wednesday detailing concerns about private contractors auditing the November presidential election in Maricopa County. Last month, the Republican-controlled Senate used subpoenas to get the 2.1 million ballots cast there during the election, as well as voting machines and private and public voter information. But in the letter, a DOJ Civil Rights Division official said that the department is concerned about reports that the ballots, voting machines, and voting information are not secure and could be lost, stolen, altered, compromised, or destroyed, and that an audit firm's plan to contact voters by phone to ask whether they cast a ballot could be seen as voter intimidation. The governor of the ironically nicknamed Sunshine State signed new restrictive voting legislation into law Thursday morning, but refused to allow in any press other than Fox. Not even the CBS pool camera that was assigned to feed the event to news outlets around the country was allowed in. Instead, they told everyone that Fox had an exclusive on a bill signing. Okay. And finally, from the Republicans' bipartisanship files, Mitch McConnell just never learns. After his 2012 priority failed,
"Our top political priority over the next 2 years should be to deny President Obama a second term."
Yeah, you remember that, right? Oops, he did it again. And by saying the quiet part out loud, McConnell maybe gave the Democrats the ammo necessary to go it alone.
100% of my focus is on stopping this new administration.
And that's how the Republicans practice bipartisanship. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.